can bash Bush all day and get political, but this is our future. This is our health. This is our survival.
It's nature's way of telling you something's wrong.
We're supposed to look 7 generations down the road when we make decisions. We're not even doing so well when it comes to the 2nd generation.
Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Air America Radio, where we tell you what our people are doing, who we are, and what we're excited about in the progressive community. I'm Dee, and our guest is Betsy Rosenberg of EcoTalk. She's here to discuss the UN-sponsored World Environment Day, which is actually World Environment Week, spanning June 1st through 5th in San Francisco. After 20 years of general news reporting and anchoring for the CBS Radio News Network, Betsy found her greatest passion was for environmental causes. She turned her career toward creating all eco-focused radio programming. She is also the founder of Don't Be Fueled, Mothers for Clean and Safe Vehicles. A native of Georgia, she now lives in California, where I speak to her over the phone about the upcoming event.
It's very exciting. Jam-packed with activities, more than 250 events are scheduled. Some 40,000 people are expected to come to the Bay Area to participate. We're going to have hundreds of mayors from the top cities in the United States as well as around the world talking about the theme, which this year is Green Cities. What cities are doing, because President Bush and his administration, in their infinite wisdom, did not sign Kyoto, the climate change accord, and of course we are the biggest contributors to greenhouse gases, and we're missing in action. Cities are saying, okay, so forget it. Even though, you know, they don't get it in Washington, we are the ones who are, you know, dealing with these problems. We can enact some of the very, you know, regulations, and even in some cases go beyond Kyoto ourselves. There's actually going to be some accords signed. This isn't just a bunch of eco-talk. There's actually going to be action. And this is the first time that this event has been held in the United States in its 30-year history. It's also coming on the 60th anniversary of the signing of the United Nations. Of course, this is the United Nations World Environment Day event. The official acronym is UNWED, which is kind of a strange name for it. But a lot of excitement here about this event. It's timely. It's a good place to hold it.
And what's your role going to be in the event?
Well, I'll be covering as many events as I can each day, and that's going to eat my Wheaties and put my my running shoes on. And I'll be emceeing an event being held Friday evening to honor businesses in San Francisco with green business awards for being proactive in whatever area of business they are. For doing a lot of green initiatives, and I'll be giving out awards to some 30 companies in the Bay Area. And then Al Gore is giving a semi-private dinner for about 200 people talking about sustainable transportation in cities, and I'll be catching the tail end of that and covering some of it just, you know, going to be passing through quickly, and I'll be talking about it certainly on EcoTalk over the next couple of weeks. One of the events that's being offered is Green Cities, Brown Folks. There's going to be something called the Toxics Tour to show just how bad air pollution and water pollution is in some of these communities. And that is called environmental justice, or as they say, environmental injustice. So that's a big track we have been talking about. Also going to be interviewing for the next show the mayor of Seattle. And we're hoping to get the mayor of San Francisco as well.
Great.
And we have a lot of exciting programs to share.
Why did the United Nations decide San Francisco this year?
Good question. It's typically been held in very big international cities like Barcelona, London, Tokyo, Rio de Janeiro. And as I mentioned, it's never been held in the United States in 3 decades, which is very curious because we are the world's biggest contributor to pollution, greenhouse gases. We use more of the world's resources than any other country. We're 4% of the world's population in the U.S. We use about 25% of the resources and create as much waste. And so someone decided, gee, instead of focusing on other cities, you know, the focus is, you know, the world environment, but they tend to pick places like Tokyo, Rio, where there's a lot of pollution. They said, why don't we, you know, go to some place where there is a lot that's being done in a very proactive way that's working. And I would say California is leading so many trends in terms of zero waste and green building and electronics recycling. And, of course, the green hub of that is right here in the Bay Area. So a lot of people who are attending don't even have to go very far.
Do you think it's significant that the UN is funding this?
Very interesting. The UN in many ways has been, you know, far more progressive than the U.S. And the UN, you know, it's appropriate that the UN be a leader in this area. And this is certainly one area, and I think there have been a few others since the start of the Iraq War, where it's apparent we should listen to the UN. We're a superpower, and yet we act like a spoiled child sometimes. And, you know, we're contributing to global warming, but we're not going to be part of it. No, we're not going to make clean cars because Americans don't care about fuel efficiency. Well, yes, we do. So, you know, other countries are getting ahead of us in terms of technology, and thank goodness the United Nations is out there. And this is just, you know, we have overconsumption problems here. There are many, many nations that are suffering from poverty. Poverty is a huge contribution to environmental degradation. So the UN, and God bless them, is trying to cover, you know, that entire range from, you know, the biggest overconsuming nation, ours, to those who are most in need and will burn coal. For instance, in China, burn coal to keep warm. And so some houses in China, you can't even see the white walls across the room. The walls are brown with soot from coal-fired power plants. And then, of course, in this country, our president is relaxing the standards on coal-fired power plants, which means more methyl mercury being emitted into the atmosphere, which then, when it rains, gets into our bodies of water, which then get into fish, which then get into our bodies when we eat seafood. So
what's one thing that you see personally wrong with the environment, like that actually affects you tangibly